The 2025 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour across Kansas wrapped up on May 15th. During the 3 days of wheat scouting, tour participants traveled 6 routes from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back to Manhattan. This year's tour hosted 67 people from 21 U.S. states and 6 countries in 17 vehicles while traveling across the state. More than half of the attendees were first-time participants. The 3-day average yield for the fields that were calculated was 53.0 bushels per acre. An estimated 7.4 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, and USDA NASS estimates 6.9 million acres will be harvested this summer. What Mother Nature has in store for the wheat crop still remains to be seen, but the tour captures a moment in time for yield potential for fields across the state. The official tour projection for total production of wheat to be harvested in Kansas is 338.5 million bushels. This number is the average of estimated predictions from tour participants who gathered information from 449 fields across the state. Based on May 1st conditions, NASS predicted the crop to be slightly higher than 345 million bushels, with a yield of 50 bushels per acre. These fields are still 3 to 8 weeks from harvest. A lot can happen during that time to affect yields and production. Dr. Romulo Lolato, K-State Wheat and Forages Extension Specialist, reminded tour participants that the yield number is based on the potential that the crop has as of now. If things go well from now until harvest, it's where we could get, he said. If Kansas gets cool and wet weather during grain fill, it has the potential to reach that yield. However, there are still many things that could go wrong before that wheat makes it into the bin. He said that he believes the 46.5 yield is on the high end. Variability is the name of the game this year, Lolato said, recapping what tour participants saw this year. Freeze damage, drought stress, and stripe rust coming on after it was too late to spray fungicide. The tour is sponsored by the Wheat Quality Council, which is a coordinated effort by breeders, producers, and processors to improve wheat and flour quality. Dave Green, executive director of the Wheat Quality Council, said that there are several goals of the tour. The first is for participants to make connections within the wheat industry. Another is to describe the wheat as well as we can at the current point in time, not knowing what will happen over the next few weeks. A third goal is to highlight the agriculture industry. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.